Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959, and as you can imagine, lots of fantastic company results to get through. Specifically, proudly South African businesses. And tonight we speak to one of the leaders and juggernauts when it comes to the technology frontier in the African continent. Listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange is Altron, having seen a super surge in their headline earnings per share, up by 73%. Also seeing significant shifts in terms of their strategy and businesses has really contributed well right across the various spectrums of their operations, everywhere from various fintech solutions, health tech, which is also growing and well positioned for growth, and vehicle tracking and fleet management under the likes of Netstar, which continue to bode well in terms of double-digit growth. To tell us more, we join now by the CEO of Altron, Werner Kapp, to tell us more. Werner, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Google, thank you very much for having me.
Always exciting to talk to you, and I guess even more exciting given the phenomenal earnings that you've published today. It's been a while since we've seen an entity like yours publish such strong numbers in terms of growth and profitability, whilst also celebrating 60 years within the industry. Maybe just from your perspective as the CEO, what are some of the highlights? And perhaps you might say everything, right, at this rate?
Now, Gugulethu, I think firstly, you touched on our roots. We are a very proudly South African company. We were started, as you rightly said, 60 years ago on the 1st of April, 1965. I'm privileged enough to be only the fourth CEO of the company, so very proud custodian of this legacy. And, what we're really all about as a business is to, we live in South Africa. We understand South Africa's challenges. So very much our mission is about using technology to solve everyday problems. We call them from the epic to the everyday. So it's a great privilege to be able to celebrate our 60-year anniversary with, myself and the team really would like to think are outstanding results in what continues to be, very challenging economic conditions. Mm-hmm. I think we attribute that to probably three things. I mean, the first one, you touched on some of the elements of the group. Our strategy is to be the leading platform and IT services company in South Africa. And what that really is, we've got these platform businesses, Netstar, which is a telematics and stolen vehicle recovery business. FinTech, which is really a business aimed at, providing software services to micro lenders, which really allows financial inclusion in underserved communities. And then we've got a health tech business. Our IT services business are really more sort of traditional B2B businesses aimed at helping, large corporates and public sector organizations get the maximum value from their digital spend. And we really believe that this combination of technology assets that we have, yes, really put us in a unique position to be able to guide our clients and be their trusted partner on their digital transformation journey. And we think that digital really disciplined execution of the strategy is what has really resulted in, as you said, very pleasing results. 50% operating profit growth, and about 12% revenue growth in that key platform segment for us.
Mm. And let's talk about where much of that growth definitely came from. I do see significant growth both in the fintech business as well as Netstar, both within the range of 16% to 17%. Maybe let's start with Netstar, just to take a look at the growth that you've seen there in customer numbers too, and just how you're looking to maintain this growth in this particular segment?
Yeah, outstanding set of results by our fintech and our Netstar business. If I could maybe touch on Netstar first. Yes. I'd like to think Netstar is a very well-known consumer brand in South Africa. Hopefully the vehicle tracking business of choice for your listeners. That business turned 30 last year. And absolutely delighted to be able to hit a key milestone of over 2 million subscribers in that business. I think we've absolutely transformed the South African business over the last couple of years. We've had about 10% growth in our consumer business, about 13% in our enterprise business. I mean, I think simplistically speaking, how we're doing it is really two things. I mean, the number one thing for us is to focus on delivering exceptional service to our customers, and we keep on investing in that. Secondly, we've really invested in what we call big data as a service. Mm. We launched something we call the Global Fleet Bureau in April of last year. Now, sort of in layman's terms, what this does is it really uses technology to proactively track diver behavior. Historically, what would happen is, for example, a diver might fall asleep. I mean, tragically, this would result in an accident, which could either be loss of life or loss of assets. What this fleet bureau does, I've actually been privileged enough to see this happen live. We've got these AI-powered cameras that really monitors that driver's behavior. When you start to see his body language change, when you start to see the vehicle maybe slow down, it alerts this global fleet bureau, and we can then proactively talk to that driver or the fleet manager to actually wake that driver up or stop him from falling asleep. So those are really kind of been the big drivers for us of growth in the Netstar business, really servicing our consumers better, really adding more value to our enterprise customers through that global fleet bureau, which really improves and enhances driver behavior and performance. The fintech business, that is a business where we've really invested in software that enables NCR registered micro lenders, so small medium enterprises, to grow their business by doing credit vetting, payment, and collections to really sort of that unbanked sector. I mean, as you know, that's a big challenge in South Africa. And that's really what's driven, I think it's about 17% revenue growth in that business.
100%. What I'm also keen to understand, specifically when it comes to your fintech operations, how much of this might be influenced or swayed by macroeconomic conditions? And are you positioned in any way to actually absorb any headwinds that might occur?
I think in our fintech business, definitely. And in fact, I think this performance is sort of contrary to the macroeconomic headwinds that we get. I think part of the strength of our business, and particularly these platform businesses, I sort of touched on it earlier on, is that we use technology and software to really solve these problems. Crime, vehicle crime, unfortunately, is a big problem in South Africa. Driver behavior on deteriorating road infrastructure is a real challenge. And similarly, in the fintech business, lack of financial inclusion, and also taking cash out of the economy, right, for safety and security purposes, actually really drives that business. And I think that's why we've really been able to actually grow significantly, despite macroeconomic headwinds. Where I think you find the macroeconomic headwinds really impact our businesses slightly more is in our IT services business, where, the annuity business is lower, and there we are more exposed to the buying cycle of, largely, big corporates and state organizations.
If we do take a look at your cash, though, net cash did improve by 58%, Shavana, which is quite a significant gain. Many investors might be wondering, okay, you've rewarded them with a pretty dividend, but is this time for you to allocate more capital in terms of growth opportunities? And what does that look like? In other words, are you eyeing any acquisitions just yet?
Yeah, excellent, excellent question. I mean, look, firstly, again, we're really, really delighted at the cash flow performance of the business. We've been really disciplined about the way we allocate capital, the way we look at our working capital. And I think we've earned, this really healthy balance sheet. We look at a capital allocation in three ways, and they are all absolutely aimed at driving growth. Growth for us. The first way is to reinvest. I sound a little bit like a stuck record, but to reinvest in those platforms, that Netstar Global Fleet Bureau, that software platform for our fintech business. So, the stuff that's really creating value for our customers, adds stickiness and drives growth for us. We will continue to reinvest in that. We invest significantly in leveraging big data and artificial intelligence for the benefit of our customers to really give them data that leads to actionable insights and drives their business. And then, definitely we're targeting some M&A activities. And for us, an acquisition is not something that we do for the sake of doing an acquisition. We really want to do an acquisition to help drive the business forward. So whether that is, in getting some bolt-on capabilities that we think we can get, take to market quicker than if we were to develop it ourselves, or specifically in the case of Netstar, which does have an offshore presence, whether there's, further opportunity for geographic expansion.
Southeast Asia is still a market for you?
Yeah, we've been in the Southeast market for over 12 years. Continues to be a market that A, we operate in, and that we look to invest in for growth going forward.
100%. Before I let you go, though, Verna, I guess for the benefit of South Africans, we started talking about the history of the organization. And I do think maybe we can just reflect on that transition. You've come a long way from making various components for TV and radio, and even at some point transformers for Eskom, to now being this leader in the realm of technology and AI. And maybe let's talk about not only this evolution of the business, but where we are now, specifically when it comes to AI in a market like South Africa, where we often feel as consumers that we're still catching up to what the rest of the world is going to develop, and that there continues to be some threat towards the labor force in South Africa. How would you, I guess, encourage us as South Africans to think of AI differently?
Sure, that is such an excellent question, Guguleto, and I think we absolutely should look at AI as an opportunity, not a threat. You know, one of the biggest challenges of, I think historically, the African continent and also South Africa is that, you know, we tend to be net consumers of technology that is really produced globally. And that's got a couple of challenges associated with it, you know, not the least of which is the cost and the exchange rate fluctuations that comes with it. I think this is a really good opportunity for us. And I'm going to give you some practical examples of what I mean by that, because I think it'll create opportunities and jobs in South Africa. So, not getting too technical, but, you know, by and large, when we use AI, you know, we are working on GPUs that are based abroad, and we're using what we call large language modules, you know, that are obviously primarily English. You know, so one of the opportunities that we see as a group, if you look at, is really to use and partner with people that have local large language modules and use those large language modules and incorporate them for the benefit of our customers' business. And let me give you some practical examples around that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this myself until we did the research, but even though English is the dominant sort of business language in South Africa, it's actually only the fourth most spoken language in South Africa. You know, isiZulu, Xhosa, and Afrikaans. Yes. Now, can you imagine being able to engage with customers in their local language? You know, when you sort of engage chatbots, when you engage the contact centers of various customers, I think that's a really, really big opportunity for us. And how does that drive employment for us? Well, if we can partner with local companies that do this, and there are local companies that do this, you know, that creates growth opportunities for them. And of course, you know, we need the youth. I say particularly the youth, because it tends to be the youth that embraces technologies like AI more than most people. You know, we've got a foundation called Ascent within the Altron Group, where I think we've given away about 16 bursaries to date. Yes. To you know, employees, kids. And in fact, we had one of those youngsters actually, you know, present at our interim results this morning, and he is studying this stuff. You know, so I don't think we should see AI as a threat. I think it's a significant opportunity for us, you know, as a business and as a country.
100%. Verna, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. Congratulations on the results again, and all the best with your investor engagements this week.
Thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Verna Kapp, the CEO of Altron.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.